This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Larry Harrell. Brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, Watermarks Printing, and by Game Time Wings and Things. And now here is your host, Kip Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's on Highway 341, where we will be each and every week on Sunday nights at 6:30 p.m. for the entire football season. This segment of the Larry Harrell Show is sponsored by Southern Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, I-95 Toyota, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, Watermarks Printing, and by Game Time Wings and Things. And joining us now, the head coach of the Brunswick High School Pirates, Coach Larry Harrell. Welcome, Coach.
Hey, Kip, how you doing?
Coach, we started the season last Friday night against Coffee County at Glenn County Stadium. Came up on the short end of a 21-20 score. Your general thoughts about that football game?
First of all, I just want to give honor to God and thank Him for giving us the opportunity to be here to see another day. And real happy and pleased with the effort of our players. Real happy with the game plan that the coaches put together. Just overall, felt real good about everything and just really more downtrodden about the way we killed ourselves with penalties and simple mistakes that really hurt us in the end. And like I said all last week, I knew it was going to be a battle. And against a good team, you cannot hurt yourself. And I really feel like we hurt ourselves more than Coffee was able to.
Coach, last week I asked you a couple of times, if we win the toss, what are we going to do? And you said we're going to defer. And I was thinking to myself, we got this stud senior running back, and I'm thinking we might need to take the football, but in hindsight, it's always 20-20. I know what you were trying to do now. You wanted to get that defense on the field and kind of set the tone. Talk a little bit about how this game plan played out for you early in that football game.
I think it played out perfectly. We got the kickoff that we wanted. The guy misplayed it. I think the ball bounced, and as you can see, our kick coverage was brilliant last week. Denijah Gammons ran down there. We pinned him inside the 10, got him a 3-and-out, and we got the short field and was able to score quickly. I don't know what happened. I think it was a turnover, someone makes a drive, or we went 3-and-out, and something else happened. We got the ball in, I think, the third, fourth series, scored again. So we're up 13-0 against the number 5 team in the state. I mean, we had all the momentum. The crowd was rocking. The kids were excited. The coaches were excited. And I think everything played out just like we wanted to, and, as you say, deferring to the second half.
Yeah, Coach, in the first quarter, we kind of set the tone on offense. Talk a little bit about Jamarius Stevens and your thoughts on him and his first varsity start. Have to remember, this was his first varsity start. Some folks, he played like he had many starts under his belt, but just talk a little bit about how you thought he played last Friday night.
I think we had him at 11 for 20, which is just above 55%. I would like to be more than 65% range, but thought he managed the game well. Thought he made some key runs. I thought that the receivers, when you got through beating the coach staff, didn't help him out. Had a couple of drop passes there that we felt like that they'll get later on. But I mean, the kid played with poise. He made a play, I think, in the second quarter, led to a touchdown drop. It's third and short, and we're doing our RPO stuff. And, he takes the ball from Brandon Massey. You see the linebacker blitz and throws out there to number 31, Terrell Carmita. Carmita turns into a 30-yard gain. So, I was upset because I'm like, why are you taking the ball away from Brandon McMaster? Then when I see the tight end running down the field, I said, oh, okay, good decision. So, I'm just learning to trust him and his decision-making. I'm just proud of him and really surprised at the maturation he's shown us early on in the season.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, Jamarius had a couple of runs there. I think one may have been on a fourth down that kept a touchdown drive alive, where he just bobbed and weaved through that secondary and just got to the marker and just kept a drive alive. I think that was the touchdown drive that put us up 13-0. I didn't realize how good he was on his feet. Talk a little bit about kind of the athlete he is.
He's a great athlete. He actually has a brother that's in eighth grade, a reception athlete as well, Jaquan Fuller. But Jamarius, I think that's what kind of showed everybody caught coffee even off guard. Was I think they thought he was a decent passer, but they didn't know how elusive he was. He got another first down early on the first, got to the corner or whatever, and that keeps drives going. So when teams are playing back, trying to defend the pass, they have to start spying somebody on him. That should open up some more passing windows. But he's fleet of foot. He's a tremendous athlete and can play several different positions. You know, he can play wide receiver, he can play defensive back. So, but he's doing a great job for us at quarterback, and we love his athleticism and our run pass oriented offense.
Coach, talk a little bit about the running game, that power running game that we like to talk about. It really, really, for the first 2.5 quarters, it was a thing of beauty until we'll get into McMaster's injury. But talk a little bit about Brandon McMaster, 16 carries for 105 yards and 3 touchdowns. And he kind of set the tone, and that first 31-yard touchdown run was, I mean, that's ESPN top 10 highlight material there.
Yeah, he was getting treatment yesterday. I was joking around with him. I said, man, that was all momentum or I forgot the word I used, but, you know, it was just one of those things that's what it was, adrenaline was rushing. I mean, he broke at least 4 tackles in the backfield and just sprinting towards the end zone. Like I said, he's a tremendous athlete. And the line, as you can see, they love blocking for him. There's a touchdown run. I haven't seen this from Demery in a while. He pulls around there and literally picks up number 35, the linebacker, and really puts him on his back. And Brandon's able to, you know, coast on for his second touchdown. So the two go hand in hand. We just got to find ways to get our younger running backs finding the holes more quicker, like Ben McCloud and stuff, so that if something does happen to Brandon like it did Friday, we're still able to keep our offense on pace. But just overall, I think we had over 200 yards of rushing. Some of that was negated by some sacks, but it's right where we want to be. We didn't have to drive the ball as far because our special team did such a great job of giving us, we won a field position battle all night long. So we're just pleased that how the special teams helped us in that running game, like you said, kept us on pace.
Getting back to special teams real quick, Coach, last year you said many times we didn't cover kicks very well. Oh, if that wasn't the case this past Friday night, we covered kicks really well, and we went down there and laid some licks on their return people. Talk a little bit about the work that you put in on that in the offseason.
Well, we designated Coach Jeff Brady as our special team coordinator, him and Coach Williams co-coordinating, and they're doing a phenomenal job. In the offseason, they did a PowerPoint showing the kids how significant it is when whoever wins the field position battle, I think it's almost 90-95% insurance of victory. So it's tremendous, and it's important. The kids see how important it is, and they buy into it. Aubrey Williams is going to be our special team player of the week. He ran down on several kickoffs and was just, you know, running through blocks and making key tackles. And he's the young guy that we've been talking about offseason, number 18. He's just a junior. So more and more these kids are buying into special teams. You got kids now volunteering, you know, to play special teams because they see the importance of it. So I'm just excited. You know, I'm disappointed in the loss because we had a victory, and you know, the thing is, we didn't finish, but it was so many positives that the coaches and my team can take away from it, and it's only gonna help us down the road. I feel
we're gonna take our first break. More to come on the Coach Larry Harold Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Your new stop for wings, burgers, and fries? Game Time Wings and Things on 341, just across from Captain Joe's, is your new home for a great time and great food. Whether it's stopping in for a game of darts, a game of pool, lunch, dinner, or just to enjoy the sports atmosphere, Game Time Wings and Things is your new home for a great time on 341. So stop on in and see Paul and the gang, or call in an order, 912-275-7246. Game Time Wings and Things.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, We have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location from Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's on Highway 341. This segment brought to you by Game Time Wings and Things, I-95 Toyota, and by Southern Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. Coach, our receivers last Friday night, you know, Sean had like 5 catches for maybe 40 yards. Ran him on the speed sweep a few times. He got to the edge. And overall, reflection on how our wide receivers played.
We'll probably give them a grade of a D or a D minus. Just they dropped too many passes. Felt like we wanted to connect more on some of those deeper throws with Sean. Because he just too phenomenal of an athlete, so we have to work on that, just some time issues that we got to get down with him and Jamarius. But they're a young group, and we feel like they're going to get better, and Coach, you know, John Williams Jr. is going to coach them up, and we're going to get it worked out, and we have to have that passing game because eventually teams are going to start loading up that box to stop that running game that you always speak of, and we have to be able to, you know, pass the ball and effectively to keep our offense on pace.
Terrell Carmina, Coach, he had just 2 catches Friday night, but they both moved the chains on third down. And talk a little bit about his development as a player and the way he looked. You may have to figure out ways to get him the ball more.
We do. Terrell's another young kid, just a junior, started out last year as a linebacker and moving into running back, and now I think he's found a home at our second tight end behind Wally Golden, and we was able to slide him off into the flats, like you said, on that crucial third down, made a couple of people miss on a bubble screen, so he's definitely a kid we're going to get the ball to. But I mean, he's a freakish athlete, the kid 6'2", about 215 pounds, and can run like lightning, and then he's real strong. He's one of the top 5 kids strength-wise in the weight room. So, phenomenal athlete, comes from good genes, and we definitely got to find a way to get him the ball more because he's an explosive playmaker.
Coach, I know the offensive line, you probably expected a little more out of them Friday night, but for the first 2.5 quarters, they looked really, really good. And then after McMaster went down, seemed like we struggled a little bit, especially late in the game and pass protection. Talk a little bit about your overall reflection on the offensive line performance.
Overall, I thought they played well. Like you said, first half, you just got to be able to finish no matter who's back there. I think Brandon kind of gives them a spark just because he's able to, you know, if there's an assignment, missed or whatever, he can break some of the tackles. But, you know, Coach McKenzie's going to get on them more about, you know, just executing properly and being able to finish. I really felt like, you know, Coffee had been there before. They're a team that's known to go deep in the playoffs, and when they got in that tight situation, those kids, you know, found a way to make plays. And our kids, you know, kind of look like deer in the headlight later on down the stretch, and, you know, they've never been in that situation before. So we just feel like that game there is going to help us so much going down the season when we play these bigger games, and it's going to be to our benefit more than to our detriment.
You're listening to the Larry Harrell Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach John Kano came out early in the football game with it looked like an ankle injury. Brandon McMaster left in the third quarter with an ankle injury. And talk a little bit about the injuries and how that's going to affect us in the upcoming weeks.
Both of them had pretty significant ankle injuries. But you know, they came in for treatment yesterday. They're going to get treated up and nursed back to health, and we're going to, you know, hopefully get them back in a week or two. As well, we lost Malik Austin, our big 6'4 receiver, too. He tweaked his groin a little bit. So just knick-knack injuries. Like I said, football is a game of injuries, and we have that next man up mentality. Felt like Ben McLeod came in and did a decent job. We just got to get more. Felt like the other receivers came in and stepped up, and I felt Ian Kirkley came in and did a serviceable job. You know, he's our sixth man off of the offensive line, did a good job filling in for Kano. He's a senior from Enterprise, Alabama. And, you know, so we just got to be able to that's what we tell the young guys, to pay attention to practice, because you never know. You're always just one injury away from getting in the game.
Coach, and I know this was very disappointing to you, and we talked about it briefly yesterday. We had 11 penalties for 105 yards, and I know that you were disappointed with the mental aspect of some of these penalties, jumping off sides on defense, and, you know, we had a couple of personal foul penalties. And just talk a little bit about some of those, the mental side of things that maybe, you know, about thinking back on that football game, looking at those two personal foul penalties, they had a major impact in the outcome of the game.
They did. The one personal foul that our junior linebacker at Cam Futch had was crucial. We had just got a big sack by Reggie Jackson. I think it was less than 2 minutes left in the game. They were going to have the ball after that sack on third and I think 20 or 25 on the 48-yard line. If you get that penalty, you get a first down and go on the score. You just can't do things like that. And the thing that we're going to have to coach our guys up on, they are so aggressive and so fast. I think you saw that. It was evident. But we have to learn to play within between the whistles. That when after the whistle, you know, we have to learn to pull up. I think they were Sherrod Frazier. I think they were hustle plays. But we just got to learn to have what we call controlled aggression. The offsides are just, you can't have those. Sherrod had one, you know, Ruby Nixon had two crucial ones where it was 3rd and 8 and now it's 3rd and 3. So just little things to kill us. And that 1-point victory is going to resonate with me all season, because it's the little things that, like I always say, lead up to the big things that eventually cost you against a quality opponent like Coffee. So, and it did, and we're going to harp on our guys all week long, all season long, about those little things, how they lead up to the big things that we got to get them corrected.
We'll be right back on the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust. This crazy South Georgia weather is like a box of chocolates. But no matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. In fact, Air Adjusters has combined experience of over 100 years. High quality work, trained professionals. Give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com.
The best print shop in Glynn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445 or at watermarksprinting.com.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's on Highway 341. This segment is brought to you by Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, and by Watermarks Printing. Coach, you had to be thrilled with the performance by your defense last Friday night.
Yeah, big kudos to the defensive staff for putting together a masterful game plan. We did what we set out to do. We wanted to stop Demetrius Meadie Davis, and we did that. I think he had 43 yards rushing and had a bunch of negative plays. Frustrated him all night long. But I think for the first time, people really got to see how fast and aggressive our kids are. And if you think about it, it's pretty much the same kids from last year, just, you know, the addition of Jalen Jackson back from injury, but they're bigger, they're stronger, they're faster, and we can match up with the physicality of a team like Coffee. I actually thought we were actually faster than them, but, you know, later in the game, we kept them on the field too long, and those same tackles they were making one-on-one, they didn't make, you know, in the fourth quarter. That's what cost them, but I'm just proud of those kids, proud of the D-line, the way they banged Reggie Jackson, you know, Rudy Nixon, Devin Small, Dwayne Austell, George Mincy, you know, those unsung heroes that, you know, played their run fits well, shut down the running game and forced Coffee to go into their passing game.
Coach, I noticed during the broadcast last Friday night that you rotated a lot of defensive linemen. You didn't have that luxury last year, but you were bringing in a couple of guys, fresh bodies here quite regularly on the defensive line. Talk a little bit about the depth there. And I didn't see the depth coming into the season, but apparently you did. So we rotated a lot of guys on that defensive line.
Yeah, big credit goes to, I don't know if you can tell from the press box, but Coffee was going extremely fast. I mean, they were snapping the ball within 10 to 12 seconds every snap. And so the kids were getting worn down. And so Anthony Blight was able to come in and spell. Like I said, Dwayne Austell, Jordan Miss was able to come and spell. Another unsung guy that was able to come and spell, Sherrod. Sherrod had another 10-tackle outing. I think he had 10 tackles, two sacks. All the linebackers are getting graded out over 94%. After meeting with my defense staff today, Seth Neugebauer had a sack, six tackles. We have some players over there. So, you know, just those trench guys. Another kid, Sean Ward, did an excellent job, and then we're able to spell him with Aubrey Williams. Cam Futch, you know, had six or seven tackles. So just real proud of our defensive front. And we're about six deep on that defensive line to be able to rotate and keep them fresh. That's what you got to have against, you know, quality opponents. And I'm just proud of those kids and how hard they play. Not happy with the offsides that we had. But and what surprised me is Rudy Nixon. Rudy Nixon, I'm watching film. He gets off the ball faster than what the offensive lineman does. He's explosive, he's fast. He doesn't stay blocked long. He wreaks havoc in the backfield, and it frees up for those linebackers. And again, what can you say about Shawar Frazier? Like,
hey, we're about to talk about him.
You know, he's going to be special. That's all I can say. He's going to be special.
Coach, they tried to run the speed option about three or four times, and every time they ran the play, me and Teddy talked on the broadcast about how quickly Sherrod got out there and got to that running back, and he probably had four or five tackles for loss in this football game, and they quit running that play, by the way. They stopped. They just took it out of the game plan.
It happened so fast. Actually, Demetrius, I think later on in the fourth quarter, actually had some choice words for Sherrod, and they were jawing back and forth, and I think the referee threatened that if Demetrius didn't watch his words, he was going to throw him out of the game. So, I mean, teams are going to have to start game planning to go away from number one. And then, like I said, you still got Seth, who's on the other side, doing what he's supposed to do. And Jagarian Marcus, number 34, big, strong, thick kid. He's another junior. Just relentless motor. And like I said, we're gonna have a great team. I told you that in any game. Some of my guys were upset, and I told them one game not gonna define us. We still got nine more games plus left, and we're gonna learn from this. We're gonna rebound from this. And Monday we're going to work. That's my motto. We ain't gonna lick our wound. We gotta feel sorry for ourselves. We're gonna go back to work and try to go get this victory next week at Adel.
When Coffee went, you said the speed of their offense, and they were snapping the ball every 12 seconds. Late third quarter, all of fourth quarter, they had the football a long time in stretches. They spread us out, which meant our defensive backs were on islands. Everybody had to cover receivers one-on-one. They hit us for some passing yards. I can't remember what the final 280 on the passing yards. But there was, you know, they hit us on some deep post routes and things like that. Talk a little bit about your defensive backs. Overall, they played well, but, you know, when you're running 30, 40 yards every play, it takes its toll.
And I think, I told my coaches this, I think this is why Coach Pruitt went to the sprint offense. When we got up 20-7, if they were still playing offense they played last year, that game's over with.
It's over.
With that type of offense now, he still gives them a chance. And we took away the running game. And, of course, people, you know, you might say, well, in the first half, we were stopping the bubbles. They kept going to it. They had nothing left. We took the running game away, and so they resorted to throwing the outside bubble screens. And once you start loosening up those linebackers to help with that, then they'll go back to the running game. So you have to pick your poison. So, you know, the DBs, all Texas DB coaches, they were so upset. And it felt like it let us down. And, but, you know, we told them, keep your head up, keep working. We're going to get another opportunity to win a game like that. And I know they won't let us down. So, just overall pleased with those guys' effort. Like I said, Coffey's a quality opponent. There's a possibility we can see them again down the road. And we're licking our chops at the opportunity. But, like I said, we're going to be a tough opponent. I think people saw that. I think people across the got several text messages know that from the score. But I don't think people knew that we was leading 20-7 the whole game. Until later on, but I'm just so proud at, you know, you take the same kid and you see how far they come. And it was what we talked about all last year. Be patient, trust the process. And it's only, you know, year two, week one, and you can see the tremendous, you know, 2-3 weeks down the road, my God, you know. So we're just going to continue to get better. Like I said, I'm proud of my coaches, proud of my kids. And this program, this Brunswick Power program, it's going to be bright this year. I hope people enjoy it.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach Coffey, the fifth-ranked team in the state, had 325 yards of total offense. I mean, you can't do much more than that on defense. So let's talk about Cook County. We go to Adel Friday and play the Cook County Hornets in Adel, Georgia. Talk a little bit about them. They've gotten off to an 0-2 start, but Cook County always has athletes. I mean, I went to school in Valdosta, saw them play a bunch when I was in college, and they've got quality athletes over there.
Well, don't let the 0-2 record fool you. They lost a heartbreaker to Brooks County, which has the former Brunswick High Pirate coach, Maurice Freeman, because I think that game went to overtime, and they lost 21-14. And then they played a 7-18 Tiff County. I think that's one of their big rivals. And Tiff was just too much for them. So they're going to be hungry. This is their first home game of the season. We got to go on the road for a long playoff. You know, well, I would like to prepare our kids for, like, playoff runs. So, you know, this is kind of that. We'll have to leave school early. We'll have to pack our bags and go into a hostile environment and try to get a victory. Cook is a quality opponent. Like you said, they're big and physical and fast on defense. Offensively, you know, they're pretty basic, but they have athletes, you know. So we're going to have to be well prepared, hoping that we get the same special teams effort, hoping that we get the same defensive effort, and hopefully get some explosive plays on offense and that we're able to come out with the victory.
Coach, injury report going into this game, is it looking like we're going to be minus Kano and McMaster on offense this week?
I won't be ready to call it until Wednesday. We'll give them a test run Wednesday. But they both said they fit 10 times better yesterday than Friday night. So we'll just judge it going in. But we have capable backups. You know, Ben McLeod to get a bigger load, and as you mentioned, Terrell Carmina. So we have guys we rely on, and we're going to expect a big game out of Sean Smith and Calvin Godette, as well as DJ Whitfield. So we have weapons, and I expect that defense to be hungry and ready to really, really show out in Adel.
Coach, we had an enthusiastic crowd at the stadium last Friday night. Our student section was on fire, and I know the kids felt that. And, you know, we came out on the short end of the stick, but we waited this whole long off season. And just talk a little bit about the grind now that you're into a regular season.
Well, I'm apologizing to Jason for showing up late, but, you know, our meeting ran over because we gotta get this victory. This Friday's still like a sour apple in my mouth, and you know, we're trying to get some things corrected. But like you said, just want to give a big shout-out to the Sioux section, a.k.a. the Blue Crew. The kids really felt the vibes, the energy. I think they found themselves a new favorite player. I kept hearing them chant six numbers, so I was compelled to
give them heard
ball.
Us on the radio.
So I'm really proud of our fans for coming out, showing out support, and I'm just so excited that the next time we come home, that there'll be even more people in the stands excited waiting to see the show that we're going to put on, because we're going to be one of the more excited teams to watch. But, you know, I love the grind. I embrace the grind. That's why I got into coaching, you know, and I'm just enjoying every day, you know, spending time with our kids, spending time with our coaches, and getting ready to put on a quality display on the field on Friday, because Fridays are special to this community.
Well, good luck this Friday night, Coach.
Thank you, Kip. And like I say, just big shout out to our community and fans again. And, you know, hopefully everybody come on and travel down and give us support at ADEL. And we're going to have a great week. And we're going to put on another show. And like I always say, go Pirates.
Thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harold on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out next Sunday night here at Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's on 341 and join us every Sunday night at 6:30 for the Larry Harold Show. I'm Kip Branch, signing off.